All right, good evening, or whatever time of day it is for you. Today it is Wednesday, April the 4th, 2018. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I'm located in Paradise, California. Another hour of if you have questions, we have answers. You can submit a question per email to win at questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And Win will pick which questions will be asked to our sources live on the call tonight. Let's see. I wanted to play another song. I need to open another console over here. However, thank you for being here. We are, yeah, we're early on. We're 9 minutes away from the hour. And right after this hour coming up, we have another call at 7 p.m. Pacific, the daily call of Whole Planet Healing. All right. And as usual, every week we have a call on the Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. Pacific. The grid healing call or personal and planetary healing call, whatever you want to call it. In the first hour, lately, lots of times it's a live channeling with Terry Brown. Or Win discusses a random topic. And in the second hour, we do personal and planetary healing, meditation. I'm attempting to play a song over here. My console froze up. I'm opening up another one. This is a song I recently found on YouTube. It's called I Am the Light of My Soul. It is a beautiful song, in my opinion. And I hope that you will enjoy. It's coming up over here. Here we go. Again, thank you for being here.
Yes, hi, hi. Thank you.
Hello, honey. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you for your work.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here. And equally to you. Now, my family, they're on their way back from the airport. They left for the weekend to my wife's dad. They could be coming home any moment. If they do come in, can you take over from me?
Certainly. Should I get the dashboard?
No worries. Just if you can greet us, fine.
Sure, I can do that.
All right.
Anything you need.
Is that right?
Yes.
I need a lot.
sweetheart.
How are you?
How am I?
Yes.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay, yes. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Right. Somebody else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Hi, Susan in Virginia.
Hello, Susan in Virginia. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Susan.
And Prudy, how was it with Kimberly?
I didn't go to New York. I couldn't make
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
I had a shoulder injury, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, I thought you went there. Okay.
No.
How is your shoulder now?
It's better. It's much better. I think I received a healing, actually, on a Wednesday night call.
All right.
I can sleep.
Great. Good evening to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say name and location.
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good today.
All right.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. And I welcome the next person. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening to you, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you
Hi,
for being.
Jane. Hi.
And in the meantime, I want to also welcome those listening in online through BBS. Thank you for being here. Another person joining on the phone line, welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Roger in Austin.
Good evening to you, Roger. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Rudy.
Yes, sir.
Will you please grab the mic?
Yes, I will. Are you
okay,
going to be back? Are you going
all
to
right,
be back?
Thank you.
You're going to have your computer on?
I have my computer on. I'll be back in a bit.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Wednesday call with questions and answers with Terry Brown. And would you like to say your name and location, please?
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Prudy.
Hello,
everybody.
Don.
Hi.
And the next caller, if you'd like.
It's Wynn in Sedona. All.
It's Wynn in Sedona. Welcome, Wynn.
Hello, it's Terry here.
I don't think so. I haven't heard her yet. Good evening, and welcome to the Wednesday call with Terry Brown and Wynn Free. Would you care to say your name and location?
This is Terry in Sedona.
Well, hello, Terry. Welcome to the
Hi.
Show. And we welcome our callers who are listening live on BBS Radio around the world. And those who will listen to the archive, we welcome you all to this beautiful energy on a Wednesday evening. I'm Prudy in North Carolina.
Well, you guys are all quiet tonight.
I know. Good evening and welcome to the Wednesday evening call with Terry Brown and Wynn Free. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Dharmananda, Boulder Creek, California.
Hi, Dharmananda. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Great. I'm great, thank you.
Prudy?
It's Prudy, yes. I'm high as with a higher voice. Good evening and welcome to the Wednesday evening conference with Terry Brown and Wynn Free. Would you like to say your name and location?
Brad Allen, Woodland. California.
Welcome, Brad Allen. Thanks for joining us. I'm Prudence in Asheville, North Carolina, and we welcome you and all our callers listening on BBS Radio.
Alan, is this your first time on the call?
Alan, are you out there?
Yes.
Is this your first time on the call?
Yes, it is.
Oh, we welcome. Welcome you.
Thank you.
How did you hear about us?
I heard it from my friend Rich.
Okay. Great.
We had another caller join us. Welcome to the Wednesday evening conference call with Terry Brown and Winfrey. Would you care to share your name and location?
Eric in New York.
Hello, Eric in New York.
Hello.
Susan, and I'm in North Carolina.
Okay.
And you've been on before, Eric, haven't you?
I've been on a few times, yes.
Yes, I recall your voice. And we'd also like to welcome all of our BBS callers that are listening in or live around the world and those who listen in on the archive. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, I think we can get started.
All righty, I'll mute the dings.
Okay. Let me just mention, did anyone submit a question last week that I promised to do this week? Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
Eric. John? Is that John? John Suborowski? I thought he asked a question, but I didn't get to. Okay.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
I didn't send out an email today because I wanted to clean up some of the questions that we haven't asked. So, hi, this is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city? You're muted.
All callers are unmuted.
Hi.
Hi, who's that?
Brad.
Hi, Brad. Where are you located?
California.
California. Now, you didn't submit a question for tonight, did you?
I did. I thought that, I may have misinterpreted you. I thought that your question was something about asking a question last week, and I think I sent in a question two days ago.
2 days ago. Okay. Do you mind repeating your question?
No, I don't. I get the impression that the more appropriate question to ask is one that I formulated today. It was not my original question. So I feel a little bit uncertain since this is kind of new to me. Would you prefer me to ask my original question or just...
I think the one you formulated today.
The one from today. Okay. So my question from today is approximately, what do I need to know about my work that I have to do in my life in the near future, and what are the signs that I know that I'm on the right track?
And when you say work, do you mean like actually job kind of work?
mainly yes. However, I do know that I have non-job, typical job work that I have pending. So I'm open to hearing about that, but my main concern is about how to support myself and my family financially.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like what the best kind of work there is that's suitable for me, because I haven't done that kind of stuff for a while, and I'm trying to find out where I fit in to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If that is actually what I'm supposed to be doing, which I think it is, but I...
Do you have certain skills? Skill set?
Yes.
What's your training?
Engineering, and I've trained myself on numerous other things, like building and constructing servers and computer servers, and I've got plenty of equipment experience and knowledge about more like excavators and Bobcat stuff and things like that.
Okay.
So, other stuff too, but a lot of miscellaneous stuff.
And what city are you in?
Sorry?
What city are you in?
Oh, Woodland.
Woodland?
Yep.
Woodland, California?
Yep.
Where is that?
It's near Sacramento.
Okay. All right.
I'll mute the dings again. I don't think they took.
Okay.
This conference is being recorded.
This is April 1st, 2018. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And,
April 4th.
April 4th. Okay, thank you. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And today is the night, Wednesday is the night, that people submit questions. And we get questions about all kinds of things. Personal issues, esoteric issues, world issues. And we communicate with a source, True Terry, that identifies itself as the Council of Elohim, blended with certain members of the Ra group. And, of course, we're talking to intelligences on the other side of the veil. We can't see them. And we've been talking to them for years now. And I invite people to be skeptical and evaluate them by their answers and by the vibe you get. The one thing they don't do is they don't violate your free will. So usually they don't tell you what to do. If you say, should I marry John? They probably wouldn't say yes. They probably say, well, what's the energy feel like between you and John? Or something like that. They say things in such a way that guides you into enhancing your own discernment. And most people who get questions answered get the feeling that they have tuned into them personally. And the answers usually are surprisingly relevant. But just as a disclaimer, channeling is an imprecise science at its best. And with channeling in general, I'm not saying with our channeling, but with channeling in general, there is the potential for bleed through from the channel's conscious mind, giving a certain amount of bias to the answer. And in a worser case scenario, there's a chance for for a negative source to be coming through and using the channeling and sounding positive, but has an agenda, okay? So it's important to open up your own discernment. I don't think we get too many negative sources, but we do sometimes get bleed through from Terry. And if that happens, I might just point it out, since I know Terry pretty well, and I can usually tell when it's bleed through. But use your own discernment, and thank you for being here. I think we have some new people on the line. So, Terry, are you ready?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah. Okay. Let me mute everybody. They're so quiet. I can't even know.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay. So, we do a prayer of protection or an invocation of protection. Since we open ourselves up to higher universes, the invocation helps to protect us from negative sources, negative vibrations. Okay, Putin's, I just muted the dings, okay? Okay. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy coming from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra'an. And we're delighted to greet you in the love of light of the one infinite creator. We are his assistants. And we work in tandem with him, and we bring through assistance when we can. We honor free will so that we take all parties into account when we bring through assistance. We are with you in this moment of time, and we're honored to bring through assistance as we can. If we ever say anything that doesn't make complete sense or resonate with you, disregard it as it is not meant for you at that time. Thank you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First question is, this is from Valerie in Livermore. I know we all have a little bit of narcissism in us, but when somebody has way more characteristics of being narcissistic, is there any possibility that they can learn how to change those characteristics? I'm pretty sure it's so related to ego that maybe it's impossible. That's why I'm asking. And, you know, I'd like to ask a question here. That's Valerie in Livermore. Let me see here. I'm going to unmute it.
All callers are unmuted.
Valerie, can you hear me? Hello, Valerie.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
She might be listening on the web. Okay, so let's question stand as a general question and not about someone specific. Although I would guess that whether someone could overcome those qualities, it would depend on the person and their own intention. But let's ask the question to our sources and see how they respond.
Thank you. There are a couple of points here. One of them is that the individual you are thinking of give this a moment. If we were going to extrapolate it to an individual in general, generalize, then we would say that the individual is within his own nature expressing his own attitudes, and as he does so, it is setting it continually in motion, and the physical world, when someone is of that nature, eventually brings lessons to that individual to teach them more about humility, and that the isolation that it brings is not worth the egoistic posture. However, there's something that the individual himself would need to examine and to learn the lesson of humility, the lessons that are placed before individuals in their density are teachers that eventually the individual will get the point.
So in other words, it's like self-adjusting breaks. If a person lives within the pattern long enough, it will reveal itself how to modify it, because the pattern ultimately brings them not joy, but unhappiness.
Yes, it places a barrier between that person and the surrounding people and isolates the person to a certain degree, and eventually they will learn to connect with the people around them with more humility.
Thank you. Question from Edna. A few weeks ago, I experienced an energy at my house when I was leaving to work in the early morning. I know there are skulls hanging around in my house, and they do not bother me since they are very respectful and mostly patient while waiting for me to help them go through to the other side. However, in that specific morning, the energy in the lower level of the house did bother me. I felt uncomfortable energy, and I automatically started calling into the higher light and demanded it to leave. I also noticed my higher self taking over and getting really into serious work. I could feel the universal divine strengths and an applied concentration that is not a part of my regular 3D physical being. I felt a courageous and knowledgeable part of me coming through, and my brain could not catch up completely and with what was going on. Once my higher self took over, I noticed my physical brain was not fast enough to comprehend what was going on. It was almost like being in a channeling mode. In addition, there was a discrepancy in time, since two dimensions seemed to collide while I was working on that matter and taking actions to get that energy out of my space. I was able to observe that my third dimensional self was not completely able to keep up in understanding for what was going on. I also started seeing purple, beautiful color in one corner of the room while on the other area. I saw something looking similar to a steaming image, which is like when the asphalt is hot and it looks like steam in the air. It was impressive that my eyes were able to catch that while I was working on clearing the energy. Then, in the next moment, one of my shoes moved on the shelves, making noise, which took my attention and got me out of that stage of wonder or wonder that applied energy worked. I felt at ease, and the ambience around me felt good and light, and I knew that the unwanted energy was gone. Could source tell me what was going on? Is my high self taking over sometimes, and I am channeling? If yes, is this only happening when I'm working at clearing certain energies? And thank you very much.
Thank you. Your higher self works at a different speed than your middle self or your lower self. And so it may get very fast and ahead of the sense of what is going on from the middle self. And then it may be even slower from the lower self. So do not fret, as you have dealt with it well, and it may happen again, but it is normal for the higher self when you have them in play, the higher self and the middle self, to get ahead in comprehension and understanding from the middle self or the lower self. Just enjoy it. And observe it and be with it. Thank you.
I think Edna was also asking, what was the nature of that energy that was irritating her?
Thank you. We see it was an ambient energy that was starting to unfold and to get more dominant in your house.
Was this a service to self energy?
Yes, but realize that as it was moving within its own unit of time, that it was automatically taking the space that it needed to take at that time.
Thank you. In other words, it had to do what it did. It was its nature?
Right.
Okay. And why was it attracted to Edna's house? There was a reason.
There was a reason. It was opening up and revealing itself and becoming more aware. It is an energy that was lying dormant before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is from Brad in Woodland, California. What do I need to know about the work I need to do, and what do I need to know that I'm on the right track? And I have a background in engineering and construction services.
Thank you. We take a look and we see more than one opportunity to use your skills at a ground level or at a more advanced level, and one of the things that you can tell when you're on the right triad is whether you are able to connect with job with interest and energy without being bored. If the job is more manual and something that you know how to do without much thought, you may find it boring. And you may be qualified for a job that holds your interest more. There are areas of endeavors, technical endeavors, that you may find that totally engross you and employ your skills with interest, perhaps a little bit above your skill level, to keep you growing in connection with your work and to bring through money that you need for you and your family.
Okay. I wanted to say also, one is coming from a spiritual place. Take note of the workplace environment. Is there co-creation? Is there care? Or are you just a cog in someone else's wheel? When people start tuning into higher spirituality, they can have a hard time reconciling a job that doesn't have any of those aspects in it. In fact, it becomes important to have those things in your life, in your relationships, in every which way. Okay? Next question. Is from Mark Esguerra in West Hempstead, Long Island, New York. For the past week, I have been in communication with a woman who seems to be a high-level wanderer. For those of you who are not aware, a wanderer is someone, according to our sources, that came into this dimension from a higher level, who graduated from this dimension and was not required to come here to continue their karma, because they didn't have karma anymore in this dimension, but who chose to come into this dimension to be of service. And according to our sources, the beings that do that end up forgetting why they came here. They forget. They move into the through the veil again, and oftentimes they get really screwed up. 90% of them, according to the channelings, get back into the wheel of reincarnation and the miasms of this world. And it's very interesting to note that that's possible, because at another point in my life, I would think of somebody that graduated, it would always have been graduated. But I see now it's a certain set of circumstances unique to the timeline a person is in that allows them to graduate this realm. and that if they come back into it and they can't get those that unique chemistry in their life, then they get caught up again because they don't even know there's more out there, or they may not know. And for example, I think that there are people that find our call that will end up graduating this realm. And, but it's like a needle in the haystack if somebody finds it or not. And there's a lot of information and energies on our calls seem to be specially attractive to wanderers. It kind of wakes them up and can connect them with their soul level families, the group souls we talk to, or someone else. Okay, so getting on here, Mark is in communication with a woman who he believes is a wanderer, and one, she suffers from serious medical conditions, including autoimmune disorder, neurological disorders, and severe allergic hypersensitivities. Does Ra'an have any advice or suggestions that could help her with her medical condition? Now, Mark, I'll tell you, normally on a question like that, they would say, she's not asking the question, okay?
Right.
And if you don't mind, I'm going to convert the question slightly, okay? Because, you know, if you go to tell her this and this weird source on a conference call says something, it could actually alienate her from this kind of work. So I would rephrase the question, is there anything I can do to help her with this situation? Since you're the one asking the question. And just let our sources answer it any way they want. Thank you.
Thank you. Give this some time. A week is not a long time to jump in and see what you can do. Give this some time and let it play out a little more to see her reactions and her interests and her connection with you. Do not assume and a connection of one sort or another, but let it play out and ask her questions, find out more about her life and what she is doing for her conditions. And if she wants assistance, or if she is putting out a posture that has a there are all sorts of things she can be seeking, and just find out more about what her her hopes and her dreams are, and how these different infirmities are affecting her, and do a lot of listening. Out of listening, there will fall some ideas, and some, you will see some patterns there. Does she think she can be helped? What are her resources? What is she doing to help? 1 week is not a long time. So give the give and take with her for time. Thank you.
Thank you. One thing I wanted to mention from my own experience is something I used to do in my life is thinking I could save another person, a woman, that if I gave her enough love, she would heal. And I have never had that work. And in fact, when someone has a lot of out-of-balance energies, my experience, and I'm not saying there can't be an exception to this, but my experience is that they do their best to pull you into their out-of-balance energies. And suddenly, instead of helping them, you find yourself in need of help. And observe that carefully before you jump full in to an emotional connection. Because once you do that, it can be too late. Sometimes, without having an emotional connection, you can just hold for another person. And because the emotions aren't there, they can't pull you into their dilemmas. And over time, the holding for them starts to change the nature of the relationship, where it can become possible to have a real closer relationship. But if you jump into it before it's time, and you know, we want to help people, and we think we can, and if you do jump into it and get caught, it becomes another lesson, okay? So, and that's valuable in of itself. Now, he has a second part here. She seems to have had negative greetings in the past. Some are serious. Would it be possible for Ra'an to provide protection for her, her parents, and her cat from negative readings, and also protection for myself and my family from any possible negative greetings? Thank you.
Thank you. We are working on free will, and if she is open to negative energies, then there's nothing that we can do to protect her if she is actively involved in give and take with them. Find out more about her relationship with the negative before you jump in, as it may be something that she is pulling in on her own.
You know, one of the best things to do, or you might do, is see if there's something, a transcript in our work that she would relate to, that would address her issues, and see if she reaches back and says, where does that come from? Because until a person puts himself on a path, and it's like, and it's not easy for you to fix them, okay? In fact, it's probably impossible, because if it was easy to fix people, we wouldn't have the world we're in right now. The Elohim would be just running around fixing everybody, and everything would be okay. But if somebody fixes you, you have to give up your power to the thing that fixes you. If they hold for you, you don't give up your power. But if they fix you, then you're now, and not to say that they could fix you, okay? But if they could, then evolution would stop. And we'd have another game going on down here. Because we are all creating ourselves moment by moment, okay? So in any case, that's just another thought on that. And another question from Valerie. There seems to be so much negativity going on, and is there a universal reason for this? I mean, is somebody out there creating havoc on Earth for a reason? And if so, why the heck are they doing it? Okay.
Thank you. The people at this time are moving into more expression of negativity and hostility. It is a cycle that people go through, and it begins to be felt that if they express it, it's going to be better. However, it only aggravates it.
Is that the conclusion of your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. You know, as I was saying, people are creating themselves. And whether you believe that or not, it's true. Oftentimes, people will become victims, as if they're not creating themselves, but who they are is a result of someone else's imposition on them, okay? And, of course, they are letting and allowing someone to impose on them. And, of course, there's a lot of reasons why that may be so. They're getting financial benefits, they're getting security, and they don't want to risk that to get out of the imposition. So they're stuck. And then they get angry. And this happens on all levels, high and low. And as that happens, people become negative and it's a downward spiral. Just like if you've learned to put unconditional love out into the world, if you really learn how to do that, which is easier said than done, then you'll be creating a world around you that is in a much more uplifted world, because you'll have loving people around you, and there won't be all this negative. So the key is to build a world outside of all those other worlds, which is exactly what we're doing on these calls. We're building a world outside of the world of negativity and everything. At least we're doing our best. On that note, do we have any final words from our sources?
Thank you. It is an honor to be with each and every one of you and to share the space and time. We look forward to connecting more with you, and thank you to all of the new people that are coming in and asking questions.
I would like to say that coming to our calls